Forward. So there I was, sitting on the beautiful oak bench, situated in front of the communal garden, with nothing but forestry, water, beautiful flowers, and a fog-smudged sun in my view. I took a moment to breathe, and I very quickly reverted back 12 years, when I was sitting on a bench near to the sea, and I was sobbing. I felt so alone, so lost, so abandoned. I just cried and cried and cried. And now here I was, so content, with inner peace trickling through my veins like liquid gold. I had done it. I had survived. I had taken responsibility for my life and created something beautiful. And here I share the condensed version of my wisdom. I know that my journey will always bring challenges, but I have reached a point that I feel able to share what I have learned. Because if I can help anybody feel the way I feel within a shorter space of time than it took me, my work is well done. A few years ago, I wanted to write a book about my life, with chapters of events that had challenged me and stories that would make you cringe. But I now realize that that doesn't matter. What matters, and what I need to share with you, is simple rules, techniques, tricks, whatever your preferred terminology for what is essentially guidance to help you make your life work for you and for those around you. And so in a simple format with simple headings, I will share these tips, sometimes relating to personal experience, to put those tips into the context that they are meant. I hope that this book helps you, like the contents helped me, via numerous pathways over a number of years. Love, Jules. This book is dedicated to my beautiful daughter Kayleen, just in case the universe wants me back before I can share all that I have learned with you. Chapter 1. Trust your gut. Trust your intuition. Perhaps one of the most obvious and well-shared pieces of advice, but here's the thing. Trust your gut. Listen to your intuition. We have all done it, got home, realized that the batteries have just gone on the clock, and thought, I knew I should have bought batteries. You may well have a clear recall of standing in front of the batteries in the supermarket with a compelling urge to pick them up, but thought, no, they can wait. Our intuition is so strong. We have psychic and telepathic energy with the universe, spirit, God, whichever your chosen reference is to the energy and love. So what I'm saying is listen to your intuition. You do know when you need to pull into a shop, drive a different way, close a door, walk away, make a phone call. The more you do it, the more you will realize that you can trust your gut. You can trust your intuition, and the results will speak for themselves. This guidance will help you on your journey, whether that's an important, big, and uncomfortable life change, or a simple stress eliminator such as not running out of milk. Listen to this energy and trust this energy.